Batman tells that I've read it here and there that we should chant Harinam. So I'm chanting. What is the need of a guru like a dalal, agent, broker, mediator? What is the need? We know so many glorification that Ajamil, how easily he went to Vaikunth. Though he has no first knew the glorification of name. How he? So we should do and chant Harinam without making any guru patha. If anyone is chanting without guru, what will be the result? Why so late?
Om Vishnu Padaya Radhikaya Priyatmane Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Iti Namane Vanchakalpa Tirubhasya Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. So Guru Maharaj asking very important question. If I can chant, the scriptures are describing the glories of Harinam, so I can chant Harinam, then what necessary guru? So this very vast topic, so many, many points can come up. I will try and mention some. So, Jayati Jayati Nama Nanda Rupam Morari Viramita Nija Dharma Dhyana Puja Diyatmam Katamapi Sikatitam Muktinam Praninama Paramritam Ekajivanam Bhushanam. In this verse it's described, all glories to the Nam of Krishna Murari, which is himself, Krishna himself. That name is so powerful, just by chanting it, one will automatically become free from the necessity to engage in all types of troublesome activity like mundane dharma, puja, different naimitic dharmas. Sakritatam katamapi, but if one takes the name only one time with faith or with no faith at all, that Harinam is so powerful it can merely give you mukti. So many, many verses are there, isn't it? Madura madura metta mangala mangala nam sukhitam nigamavali satvalam chitsurupam sakadam parikitam mukti saraya hiraya ba bigamani naramatram sarayad krishnanama. There, if you take, O Brahmana, this name of all sweet things, this name is the most sweetest. Of all auspicious things, this name is the most auspicious. If one takes the holy name, even one time, with faith or with no faith at all, that holy name will immediately take you across the ocean of birth and death. So Harinam, chanted with no faith at all, can give you such a result. Like Ajamil, at the time of death, he saw the three Yamadutas coming for him. He had no understanding of the glories of the holy name. And seeing his young son, who's a small baby, 2 or 3 years old, he called, "O Narayan!" One time. That time he had no consideration of the power of the glory of the holy name. He was indicating his son. So we know the 4 types of Namaba. So there this is Sanket. There, isn't it? Ajamil was indicating his son. He was not indicating the holy name or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the result? Immediately he became free from millions and millions of births of past sinful activity. So actually the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of so many histories of devotees in lower stages who have taken Harinam, not understanding the glories or what that Harinam can give. So Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. That Harinam is Chintamani. Chintamani means whatever you desire from that Harinam, Harinam will give you. So generally people are mad for the 4 material benefits, dharma, artha, karma or moksha. Then Narad Muni giving instructions to Sipalad Maharaj, Dharma Arta Kama Moksham Yaditya Srayamatmana. Isn't Karanam Parasevanam? Only by doing a little touch of devotional service in the form of chanting Harinam, automatically one will fulfill any desire in Dharma, meaning mundane religiosity, Arta meaning economic development, Kama meaning sense gratification, or the greatest of the four Char Purusata, that means Mukti. Harinam will give without a doubt, without a doubt, without a doubt. But coming now. So the point is, then what necessary guru? So Harinam will give you all these results, but where will you get Krishna Prem? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. This is directly Radha Krishna. This is given in Sambodara Bhasya. This is given O Radhe, O Krishna. So you can call for Radharani and call for Krishna, but your relationship with Radha Krishna, where will that come from? Who will give you that? So that is coming from Guru. So therefore one should be very careful to take mantra from a pure Guru. Yo Guru sa Swayam Hari, yo mantra sa Guru Swayam, yo mantra sa, ya Guru sa, kya yo Guru, ya yo guru yo mantra. So that verse saying, we know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is directly non-different than the mantras that he gives, and that guru is also non-different than the Supreme Personality of Hari. So guru is non-different than the mantra he gives. What is the meaning? That we want to chant the pure holy name, not Namabas or Namaparad. Therefore, in Sadhu Sangha, in the association of those pure Vaishnavas, the pure holy name will come. But without Sadhu Sangha, one can never chant the pure holy name. One can chant like Ajamil and at best get mukti. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, E Matra Chai, Samsara Jinete Para, Ara Kona Vasunai. Asadhu Sangha Bhai, Krishna Namu Kabunai, Bohiraksaram Bohirabhate Namu Kabunai. Oh my dear brother, because you are taking asat sangha. Asat sangha means you are taking association of those who are not fully immersed in the chanting of a holy name. Therefore, the pure holy name never comes in your tongue. What comes? Aksara, only alphabet. Hare Krishna. So Nityalila Parishya Srila Gauranga Maharaj used to make this very easily understood. We are chanting Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Oh, clarify this subject. Clarify. Clearly you should tell.
What question?
And you should try to give answer.
Guruve Gaurachandraya Radhikaye Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Srila Gurudev, ordered me to clarify the question and the answer. So, according to my limited understanding, by his mercy, I'll try to speak a few words. First of all, throughout Shastra, it has been told, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam Eva Kevalam. Only this name can give you all success in your life. You can be liberated from this world simply by the power of name. So if name is so powerful and independent, then what is the necessity of taking shelter of Sadguru and receiving the mantra from the lotus lips of Sadguru? So we see that there are three types of chanting. First type is called Nam Aparad, making offenses to the name. If someone is chanting the name of Krishna, but they have a conception, I am God, Lord Shiva is God, Ganesh is God, they have a mixed up conception. Or they think that, oh, by chanting this name, it is like a pious activity, mundane activity. Otherwise, they think that by chanting this name, I can be free from sins. So I'll commit sinful activities, chant this name and be free from my sins, and this is a very good business. So those who have so many misconceptions about chanting, they're called Nam Aparadi, the offenders to the holy name. But those who will understand what the offenses are and try to avoid them. Otherwise, they chant the name and they're completely ignorant of what the offenses are, and therefore also they don't commit any offenses. Then their chanting can be called Naam Abhas. That means a semblance of the name. Still it is not the name. Why? Because in Puranas, and Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has quoted in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavat Grayam Indriyai. Actually, the name, the form, the qualities, the pastimes of Krishna, they are all Satidanandamoy. They are all transcendental. Yet, this body, the mind, the tongue, they are all material. And therefore, Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavat Grayam Indriyai. Anyone, a conditioned soul in this world, they cannot touch the name of Krishna or any of his transcendental attributes. So when they are chanting, this sound which is coming out, this is not the Shabda Brahma, the transcendental name which is non-different from Krishna. This is called Shabda Samanya, ordinary sound vibration. This ordinary sound vibration does not have the power to establish one in his eternal relationship with Krishna and take one back home, back to Godhead. Those who will chant an ordinary vibration, they may get dharma, religiosity, artha, economic development, and calm, the fulfillment of their desires. And those who will give up offenses to the name and chant Nama Bhas, the semblance of Krishna's name, they may get mukti, liberation. But what is the fruit of chanting Krishna Nam? Taramadye Sarva Shastra Nama Sankirtan Nir Aparadnam Lale Pai Premadhan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains the best process of bhakti is to chant Harinam. And the fruit of chanting Krishna Nam, the real fruit and highest fruit, that is to attain Krishna Prem. Yet, if a devotee, giving up all offenses against the name, he chants Krishna Nam, still Prem will not come. And the reason for this is that Sripad Radhanath Prabhu touched this point, that he has no Sambandha Gyan. That means knowledge of his relationship with Krishna. He's not established in this. Therefore, Asat Sangha by Krishna Nam Naihai Bahiranga Namakshara Bahirai Tabu Bhati Namakabunai. If someone is only chanting but not doing Sadhu Sangha, then their chanting is an external vibration. It is not the transcendental name. But if they will come in the association of Sadguru and they will receive Diksha Mantra from Guru, by the influence of this Diksha Mantra and association, the Jiva's Anarthas, they gradually dispelled. He has faith, he begins to chant, his Anarthas are cleared, and he becomes established in Sambandha Gyan. He begins to realize what is his relationship with Krishna by the influence of that association. By doing Kirtan in the association of pure devotees, then Shreya Kaiva Chandika Vitaranam. Their kirtan is full of bhav, full of vishuddha sattva, this mood. And it reflects in the heart of the jiva and illuminates his heart and vidyavadhu jivanam. He becomes established in his relationship with Radha and Krishna. Only when the jiva is established in sambandha gyan, having relationship with Radha and Krishna, and he begins to serve them internally, then at that time the pure name by the Achincha Shakti will manifest on the tongue. Therefore, Rupa Goswami Pad is telling us, Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai. Oh, your senses cannot touch this name, but Sevan Mukhe He. Only at that time, when you become Sevan Mukh, that means being established in Sambandha Gyan, and his soul is inclined and attentive. I want to serve the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in one particular mood and relationship. Sevan Mukh He, only at that time when he's attentive to service. Jivado Swayameva Spratyuda. When he begins his service, when his spiritual senses begin to chant the name of Krishna, this name is pure. The name chanted by spiritual senses, this is pure. And then, by the influence of Achincha Shakti, that name which is pure manifests on the senses of the external body. This is called Swayameva Spratyadaha. Beginning with the tongue. First on the tongue, and then on all the senses. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described this. Param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. When we do kirtan, chanting Krishna's name, with sambandha gyan, being established with in relationship, that is called kirtan. With sambandha gyan is called samkirtan. When we do samkirtan, then param vijayate, there will be complete victory of that name. In other words, that name conquers the heart, conquers the tongue, eyes, ears, and all senses, and completely possesses that person, as someone is possessed by a ghost. The example is there of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was caught by the fisherman. When the fisherman touched him, he began to chant, Krishna, 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 Krishna. And when he met Swarup Damodar, he said, don't go there, there's a very powerful ghost. Swarup Damodar said, don't be alarmed, I am a famous exorcist. And he put his hand on his head and slapped him, and then he became pacified. Another example, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Prakashananda Sarasvati, Prakashananda Sarasvati told him, you are supposed to be a sannyasi. Why are you singing and dancing and chanting with so many thousands of people? You should be like me and sit and chant, Aham Brahmasmi, Pragyanam Brahman. I am Brahma, you are Brahma, we are all Brahma, everything is Brahma. Why are you chanting? Mahaprabhu told him, no, my Gurudev gave me this mantra, and when I began to chant, I had darshan of Krishna. Actually, I am not chanting, I am not dancing. This name dances on my tongue and makes me chant, and this name possesses me, my body, and this name makes me dance. So this is Shuddhanam. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. When kirtan is done by a devotee who is established in Sambandha Gyan, that transcendental name coming from his soul's form manifests in the external body and completely controls him. This is the complete victory of the Sankirtanam. Therefore, if one wants to come to this platform of chanting, Vidyavadu Jivanam, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, then you have to start from the beginning, and that is Ado Shraddha, first having faith. Faith means faith in Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. You have to take initiation. You have to go through the stage of Bhajana Kriya, Anatta Nivritti, Nishta, steadiness, Ruchi, and then in the stage of Asakti. By doing kirtan in the association of pure devotees, he will come into the stage of deep attachment. Then, up to this point, his chanting is Namabhas, semblance of Nam, not Shuddhanam. But then, by the influence of good association, when he realizes relationship, at that time, when he begins to chant, then Shuddhanam comes. This is the name which has been glorified throughout the scriptures as being the Nama Chintamani Krishnas. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purnashudho Nitya Mukto Abhinatvam Nama Namino. This is the name which is Abhinatvam, which is non-different from Krishna. This is the name which is Chintamani, which fulfills every single spiritual desire that the soul can ever have. This is the name which is Chaitanya Swarup, which is fully conscious, living, breathing, walking, talking, laughing, joking, smiling, singing and dancing. That name. This is the name which is Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, which is the embodiment of all rasa. Akhila rasamrita murti prasimara ruchi ruda taraka pali kalita shama lalita radha prayan vijojayati. This is the name which in the association of Lalita Vishaka Chitta Champakalata and Srimati Radhika is performing sweet pastimes. That is the name which is being glorified throughout the Vedas. So if we want to realize that name, we have to take shelter of Sadguru, receive initiation and become established in our relationship with Krishna. Sambandha gyan vanja kalpa kruva sati pasimha.
So he cleared the subject. Without Guru, name, what anyone chants, oh, this is aparad. Kabhu namabhas. Rare becomes namabhas. It has been told that Guru kripa prasade paye bhakti lata bhi. Bhakti comes from a seed given by Guru Rupi Krishna. Krishna does not give it directly to anyone. Through any Guru, or himself he becomes Guru and then gives. So without Guru, that name is not transcendental. It will fulfill your worldly desire or even up to mukti, not more than this. In case of Ajami. First he has no guru. And he kept his son name Narayan. By chance, because he was in Vedic culture. So he kept name. And only this name when he kept. This was Namabhas. First name when he kept. No. He kept. When boys are given name. Nam Sanskar. In name Sanskar he kept his the son name Narayan. This was first. And after what he Narayan come on daily he used. This was like Abhyas. Like Sadhana. I'm telling you. And by doing so, in the last time, when he was dying, and he saw Yamdut in a very ferocious form, and he feared. And then, automatically, the name of his son came, Narayan Narayan. And at that time, in the last time, Krishna sent his messenger, four. And the dialogue between Yamdut and Narayan Dut, he heard. And they drove out Yamdut. And thus, he knew the glorification and heard the name of Narayan from them. Now he received the name from this name, Narayan. From where? There. And then the seed of bhakti came. Otherwise, not. And then he left. He was alive, became alive. And then he thought that, this name is so powerful that I heard from four Vishnu Duts. The glory of this name is so wonderful. Now I have received that mantra and I should give up by this lady, this wife, that wife, all children and everything. And he left everything and went to Haridwar. He took bath in Ganges and he sat down there. And now pure name he began to chant. Again these four. They came. Because up till now he has came in the stage of a Rati somewhat. But Vaikunthiya Rati, not Bhajra Rati. And thus they came and told, now that you should come with us and sit in this Bhiman chariot. He told, I have a question. That first I wanted to speak with you, I wanted to touch your feet. In first, when Yamdut were driven. But you disappeared. But now you have come and telling me to come with me. How is this? Now we gave you pure name, the seat of Bhakti Lata. And by chanting and taking bath in Ganges, now you are purified, so much purified. And now Rati, Vaikunthiya Rati has come. Now you are qualified to come in Vaikuntha. And thus they took him to Vaikuntha. But in the case of Dhruva, still he had what? Some attraction, some attachment to his mother. That is why he could not go. Though he was disciple of Narad. Also you should remember that. Valmiki Rishi was disciple of Narad. And in his first career of life, he was dacoit. And he has killed so many Brahmins, so many millions of Brahmins and Tapasvis, and took his wealth. In the meantime, Naradrishi met him. And then he told, so many katha are there, but in the last he told that you should sit here and I am giving you your name, and he gave name. You should chant Ram, but he was not qualified to chant Ram Ram. Then he told, you should even Mara 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 Mara. Oh, that's an idea. And he began to do Mara Mara Mara. But as he was disciple of Narad, so there was consideration, more consideration than Vishnu does. Conception. So this is always remember. Ram has guru also. And then what became of that Valmiki? He wrote Ram Leela. He saw in his trance Samadhi Bhasa, like Bhagavat was written by Vyas. So Ramayana by Valmiki was what? Samadhi Bhasa. What? Trans language it was. And he saw everything in his, like anything in hand. And then he wrote before Ram, played all the past tense. So, like this we should think. Without Guru, you are bound to do some attachment and some namaparat. No sambandh gyan, and no seed given by, that is, no sabda brahma. So, it is essential. You can ask me that how Krishna is what? Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even he has met Guru. Once gopis were telling Krishna, so many asking questions, and Krishna was replying. They asked, you have no guru? Oh, who tells like this? Oh, my guru is Bhaguri. He did not tell the name of Sandipni. Why? He was his, like a Shiksha guru of art and other things, like a school teacher. But, and from Bhaguri what? He took Radha Mantra. So, Bhaguri is really the guru of Krishna. In this world, when Krishna descends, or anyone, Mahaprabhu lies. Mahaprabhu what did? He took Harinam from whom? He himself told Mahaprabhu. Guru Murkha dekhi na. Tumar nahi Vedanta adhikar. You have no qualification to enter in Vedanta theory. So, you are like a foolish, ignorant. Oh, you should do Naam. Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Aiva Kevalam. Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. And he gave this name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Why he could not tell the name of what guru? Bharati, Kesava Bharati. He was only, he gave sannyas. Though sannyas is also not less anything, but even he gave. And he gave first mantra to Kesava Bharati and then he. So, he told the name of his Gurudev. So he is telling that mantra made me mad. Which mantra? which was given by his Guru Ishwar Puripad. If it was not given, the result would not be like this. No prem, nothing. Only worldly desires will fulfill without sambandha jnana. So we should try to know all these things. Oh, you know Dhruva? Bhakti has a gradation. And Srila Sanatana Goswami has told the gradation of bhakti. Jnani bhakta, first sakam bhakta, then jnani bhakta, also karmi bhakta, karmi bhakti is sakami bhakta, then jnani bhakta, and then jnani bhakta, then pure bhakta, and then prem par bhakta, premi bhakta, and then prem par bhakta, then premata. This is up to this, this is the category of bhakti. Gopi are not in any category of this. They are beyond this. Krishna is gopi. Yeah. Krishna has become gopi. The manifestation of Radhika are all the gopis. And Krishna divided himself in right and left side. From left, he became Radhika himself. So Radhika is not other than Krishna. So all the gopis are manifestation of Radhika, means manifestation of Krishna also. That is why it has been told. But in Brahma, tabhi ye eva naraj rupa taya kala. That is why it has been told. So there is so much gradation. I want that Padmanabh Maharaj should tell the upakhyan of Dhruva, and in what category was, and what he received. But again, yes. Oh, tree and its fruits. All the fruit comes from tree. So tree is fruit also. But though it has come from tree, fruits are sweet. The trees are not sweet. In this way. Okay?
ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः वांशकल्पगुरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to tell the Dhruva Maharaj Upakhyan from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, and to explain what category of bhakta Dhruva Maharaj was in this hierarchy of bhaktas, coming from Sakam Bhakta all the way up to Prematura Bhakta. So Dhruva Maharaj was living
in Satya Yuga. And he was the son of a very highly elevated king, Maharaj Uttanapad. And he was the son of Maharaj Uttanapad's second wife. He had two wives, Suruchi and Suniti. And he was the son of Suniti. These two wives, actually, Maharaj Uttanapad had a special liking for Suruchi. Actually, the meaning of Suruchi means one who is very inclined toward tasting the material enjoyment of this world. So when Maharaj Uttanapad would be in the association of his wife Suruchi, oh, he would become inclined in that direction. And when he was in the association of Dhruva Maharaj's mother Suniti, Suniti means one who is inclined toward dharma, toward relation with the Supreme Lord, Krishna. And when he was in the association of Suniti, then he would become inclined in that way. So, always he was being influenced back and forth. Now, one day, Dhruva Maharaj, when he was only a five-year-old boy, although he was the son of Maharaj Uttanapad, one day he came into the court where Maharaj Uttanapad was sitting on the throne, and he wanted to climb up on the lap of his father, like any son would do, little five-year-old boy. So he made the attempt to climb on the lap of his father. And at that time, the other mother, Suruchi, she told to Dhruva, she said, "Oh, you cannot climb on the lap of your father because you have not taken birth from my womb. So if you want to sit on the throne of your father, then you will have to take birth in your next life from my womb, and then you will become qualified to sit on the throne of your father." So when Dhruva Maharaj heard this, he was completely pierced in his heart. And actually, his father did not protest either. Why? Because he was so much influenced by this other wife, Suruchi. So he remained silent. And Dhruva Maharaj was deeply wounded in his heart. Little Kshatriya boy, son of royalty. And his heart was, it was as if sometimes if you step on a snake, the snake will become very much, it will begin to hiss and it will jump up like this. So in the same way, Dhruva Maharaj became very pierced in his heart. And he went crying to his mother, Suniti. And he told to his mother, Suniti, what had happened. And he was crying and saying, "Is this true? Is this true what she told?" And then Suniti told that, "Actually, it is true that I am not the favorite of your father. And it is a fact that you will not be able to have his favor in this life because you have come from my womb. But actually, you can achieve all things," because Dhruva Maharaj at that time, he became very desirous. In his heart, a desire developed that he wanted to attain a kingdom even greater than his own father's kingdom. And in this way, he would show that, yes, I can attain this royal position. And not only greater than his father's kingdom, even his grandfather's kingdom. And who was coming in his grandfather's kingdom? Swayambhuva Manu. And who was the great-grandfather? Lord Brahma himself. So Lord Brahma's kingdom is the entire universe. Dhruva Maharaj had such a very strong desire and determination. He wanted to achieve this position because he felt so deeply wounded and insulted. Such was the nature of Kshatriya in those times. So then his mother told to him that actually this desire of yours, it can be fulfilled. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, actually without worshipping Him, no one can fulfill any of their desires fully. So if you want, then you should go to the forest where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is staying. In the forest, the sages go there and they meditate upon Him and they realize Him there in the forest. So at that time, the young boy Dhruva, he became very much determined. Yes, now I will immediately leave. And he left the palace, the royal palace, and immediately began marching toward the forest. So as he was going toward the forest, along the way, the great sage, Sri Narada Rishi, Narada Muni, he saw the determination in the heart of this young boy. And he came there, and he came in front of him, and he stopped him And he said, "Oh, my dear young boy, where are you going?" And Dhruva Maharaj told, "Oh, I am going to the forest. I want to search out the Supreme Lord. I want a very great kingdom, as great as the kingdom of my great-grandfather." Huh? So Narada Muni told him, "Oh, this is very difficult, what you are trying to do, to go to the forest, to perform very great austerities in the forest. You're just a young boy. You're just 5 years old. Why should you undergo so much trouble? It is better that you go back to your palace, and you can engage in your school and your play and all of these things." And Dhruva Maharaj, he told, "No, I am determined that I will go to the forest, and I will realize, I will meet the Supreme Lord himself." So at this time, Narada Muni, he took compassion upon Dhruva, and he gave Dhruva Maharaj the benediction of initiation into a mantra, which by chanting this mantra with great determination, he would be able to achieve his goal. So he gave him this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate. So, I didn't say it. I didn't tell. I own. Yes.
The utter is wrong. Bhagavate, no. Bhagavate. Go.
Okay. So now, Dhruva Maharaj again went on his path, and he went into the forest. Now, when he came into the forest, there, he began to take bath in the sacred river and keep himself very clean, and now he began to perform austerities and penance to purify his heart, and he was chanting this mantra. Actually, he was following very strictly the order of Narada Rishi, that he should meditate upon this mantra with unwavering mind, with unwavering attention. And in this way, he was following the order of Guru. So at the same time, he was performing very severe austerities. And gradually, he was reducing all of his eating. Practically, he was stopping his eating over a period of months. He was only, in the beginning, he was eating only some leaves of the trees. And then he stopped eating the leaves of the trees even. Then he started taking only water. And then after some days, he started taking water only once every few days. And eventually, in the course of his performing this austerity, even he was standing on one leg. And for 6 months, he was performing this severe austerity and chanting this mantra. And even at the end, he stopped his very breathing by the process of pranayama. He controlled his breathing, and even he stopped breathing completely. And at that point, all the demigods in the heavenly planets and Lord Brahma himself, they became very alarmed. They felt as if the whole universe was being choked by his austerity. And they were praying to Lord Vishnu also, "Please save this situation." So at that time, Lord Vishnu himself came there and manifested right before the very eyes of Dhruva Maharaj. And Dhruva Maharaj, at that time, he envisioned him both within his heart and externally. He saw him standing in front of him. And then at that moment, he became completely absorbed in the beautiful transcendental Sri Vigraha of Lord Narayan. And he all tears, ecstatic symptoms began manifesting on his body, trembling of the body, all ashta sattvika vikar. And at that point, he fell down with full dandavatam.